Justin, thank you. Good morning, everybody. The West Delaware Hawks had their record go to 24-11 last night at the Cedar Falls Quad as they took down Waterloo East and Mason City, beating the Trojans 50-23 total score. Total match time 33 minutes, 25-11 and 25-12 for the 2-0 win on the first match of the night, and then defeated Mason City by the scores of 25-4 and 25-17, 50-21 total score, total time 32 minutes. The match of the night came in the finale for both teams. The Hawks, the sixth-ranked team in Class 4A, Cedar Falls, the number six team in Class 5A. This one took three sets as the Tigers coming out on top after the Hawks won the first one 25-23, Cedar Falls winning 25-15 and 15-13 in that match that took 55 minutes. Hawks played well in the quad and had a consistent, balanced offensive attack led by Brooke Krogman with 30 kills, 27 for Olivia Schulte, 15 for Allie Dimmer. Veda Langle with 4, 3 for Gracie Lynch. Kirsten Colbert had 2, Susie Funky added 1. They also tallied 16 aces on the night. Schulte with 6, 4 for Funky, 3 for Colbert, 2 for Peyton Welcher, and 1 for Haley Vasky. The Hawks will be back on the court on Saturday in their final Saturday tournament of the year as they'll play at the annual Westside Invitational hosted by Cedar Rapids Jefferson. In other coverage area volleyball last night in the Tri-Rivers Conference, Maquoketa Valley winning at home in Delhi on senior night as they took down the Pirates of Alburnett 3-1. It was North Lynn getting past Central City at home 3-1. Edco took down East Buchanan on their pink out night in Edgewood 3-1 as well. And Starmont was shut out by Springville at Starmont on their pink out night. In the River Valley Conference, Monticello blank Northeast on the road in Goose Lake 3-0. Beckman traveled to Anamosa and took down the Lady Blue Raiders 3-0 as well. And Cascade fell at Bellevue 3-2. Our latest KMC Sports Standout Performer of the Week is West Delaware boys cross-country runner Zach Winger. The three-time letter winner ran a 17:38, a PR for him a few weeks back at Waverly. He just ran a 17:41 out at Hartridge Golf Course at the West Delaware Home Meet on Tuesday. You can see and listen to the complete video interview with myself and Zach on our website at kmch.com. Zach Winger, our latest KMCH Sports Standout Performer of the Week, brought to you by F&M Bank. Class 4A Boys State Golf gets underway at the Elmcrest Country Club down in Cedar Rapids this morning at 10:30. The Western Dubuque Bobcats, under the direction of head coach Ben Wilson, in the tournament for the first time in 9 years. As the Bobcats will be joined by Cedar Rapids Xavier, Waukee Northwest, Waukee, Dubuque Wallard, Southeast Polk, Pleasant Valley, Johnston, Indianola, West Des Moines Dowling Catholic, Cedar Falls, and Bishop Heelan of Sioux City. The two-day tournament will wrap up tomorrow. Week number 7 of the high school football season comes up tonight. We'll have coverage, of course, starting at 6:45 with West Delaware football pregame show with Jamie Vasky, per usual. Ryan Hauser, Bill Logan will join him on the call. 7:30, the start time in Hampton as the Hawks face Hampton Dumont Cal. In a Class 3A District 3 contest, Hampton Dumont Cal has one loss in district play coming in. The Hawks are undefeated. All the coverage here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.com and the KMCH app. Our coverage area game of the week on the KMCH Sports video stream tonight from Starmont. The Stars host the Wildcats of Maquoketa Valley. Homecoming 2022 for Starmont. Josh Christensen and Roger Reed will have all the coverage live at KMCH.com starting at 6:50 with pregame coverage and 7 o'clock the kickoff time from Starmont. Other homecoming contests tonight, Western Dubuque will entertain Waterloo East. Cascade is home to number 9 MFL Marmac in Class 1A play, and Edco in 8-player fashion hosts number 4 Easton Valley for homecoming in Edgewood tonight. Other coverage area games, number 7 Independence is home to Charles City. The battle for the cowbell in Jones County and Battle of Highway 151 takes place at Downing Field in Anamosa as the Blue Raiders welcome in the Panthers of Monticello. Beckman entertains Sumner Fredericksburg in Dyersville. Number 8 East Buchanan is home to Clayton Ridge, a non-district affair for number 6 North Lynn as they travel to Hudson. Week 6 of the college football season gets underway tonight with one Big Ten contest. Nebraska traveling to Piscataway, New Jersey as they take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. It'll be a 6 o'clock Iowa time kickoff, Nebraska at Rutgers. The Major League Baseball playoff scene begins today with 4 games, 3 this afternoon and 1 tonight. The Guardians and Rays, Cardinals, Phillies, and Blue Jays and Mariners will play afternoon contests. And then tonight at 7:07, it's the Mets and the Padres. 3 of those games will be televised on ESPN. The one game on ABC will be the Cardinals and the Phillies. NFL week number 5 getting underway last night in a overtime contest as Indianapolis took down Denver by the score of 12-9 out in Denver. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Friday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.